Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, dear Papa.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Just like fire,
dear Papa. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
You feel that fire burning deep down in your soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, into a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope, I'm telling you, and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord, you beautiful people, all you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and have ever been played. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. I'm here to tell y'all, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Proverbs 3 and 5. We are so aware of this very familiar verse of scripture, Proverbs 3 and 5, where we're told to very pointedly trust in the Lord, because that is the root of ground where our faith and salvation are planted. Then the greatest oppositional viewpoint to avoid is when we tend to lean on our own understanding. That is when philosophically and quite literally we run the road of faith in a ditch of disillusionment and despair. So please, 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 we're going to talk about trust and don't lean. My special guest is here. What an honor to have this legendary lead singer bassist from that gospel traditional quartet, the Sensational Nightingales, are here. You heard me right. Good brother Horace Thompson is here. And then we have, as an also special guest, his daughter is here with us, woman of God, Patricia Thompson is here. And together they're going to discuss what it was like back in those days and times and what it meant to be a member of a worldwide traditional quartet group, the Sensational Nightingale. Wow. And then later on in the broadcast, we're going to shine our artist spotlight on urban gospel artist Aloysius Brown. He's here, and we're going to play his music, and he's going to share his testimony, and we're going to shine the spotlight on him. But of course, we're going to shine the spotlight on our God, because he is so worthy. So why don't you go ahead and call those family members, those friends, co-workers, anybody that the good Lord above is pressing in your heart to contact and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back indeed on the radio. And I'm here to give God glory, honor, and praise. And we're going to get our sanctified worship on for God as we celebrate all the good things that he has done, is doing, and by faith we know he will do. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being over our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. Souls, Lord God, that we know need to hear this broadcast, that need to hear a word from you, dear God. Let your will be done, Father. We honor you. We give you sanctified praise in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the only begotten of God, the one who redeemed us, the one who saved us, the one who made our lives so brand new. We thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory from on high. Let your will be done is our constant prayer, and we promise you, dear God, that we will not give up, but we will hold on.
Somebody that's going through something, I know time is coming and going, but I need to tell you, you're experiencing a storm, you're going through a situation, God told me to tell you, just around. of a nightingale stop by to tell you that all you gotta do is hold on. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will win the fight. Is there anybody here that's ever been brought out of a storm? Then you know what I'm talking about. Help me say, hold on. It will be. See, God stands at the beginning. Then he looks all the way down at the end. So God already knows. Can I get me a witness in here tonight? Exactly what to do. So in spite of how dark it seems, we stop by to tell somebody to hold on.
He's going to see you.
My time has come and gone. But I sense that somebody needs to hear me say, sometimes it seems, I can really talk about this part, like all hope is gone. Anybody ever been there? Just remember, God has promised he won't leave you alone. Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this. Although it may seem hard, God told me to tell y'all, stand on God's word. You know why? 'Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on. I don't care what it looks like it is. They can relate to me because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in him. He knows exactly. Look at somebody and tell them that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You better just be holding on out there. Don't you dare give up. Don't you know that giving up is not even an option, Lord Jesus? We about to take you out of church right here on this fire gospel experience. That is traditional quartet sound music, and we are going to hear more of that, as well as from the young man who is here to just celebrate God with us and tell us more about this awesome gospel group, the Sensational Nightingales. And just for those of you that don't know, the Sensational Nightingales, a traditional black gospel quartet that reached its peak of popularity in the 1950s when it featured Julius Cheeks as its lead singer, the Nightingales, with several changes of membership, continued to tour and record. The group was founded in 1942 by Barney Parks, who had formerly sung with the Dixie Hummingbirds. Ain't that a shame, Lord Jesus? We talked about some traditional gospel legend, Dixie Hummingbird. Julius June Cheeks joined the group in 1946. Cheeks left and returned to the group several times during its heyday, then left in 1960 to form his own group, the Sensational Knights. Charles Johnson becoming the new lead singer. And in 1948, Charles Johnson was replaced by Calvert McNair. The group presently consists of Joseph Jojo Wallace, Larry Moore, Horace Sub Thompson, and guitarist Daryl Luster. And we're certainly happy to have with us one member of that group by the name of Man of God, Horace Sub Thompson, is here with us And his beautiful daughter is here with us as well. Woman of God, Patricia Thompson, is here. She's going to share with us her story, what it's like being the daughter of such a legendary gospel singer, musician, as Horace Sue Thompson is and still is for the sensational Nightingale. So it's my pleasure to have both of them, man of God, Horace Sue Thompson, and woman of God, Patricia Thompson, to this fire gospel experience. Amen, amen. What a wonderful privilege it is to have you both here with us today on this Fire Gospel Experience. God bless you both. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Come on in, man of God. This is your time to shine. Okay. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank you so Praise the Lord. I want to thank you so much for even taking time to even sharing with me and having me on here today. But first of all, I want to thank God for you, because you are really in tune with the quartet music. And I want to commend you, first of all. You have certainly done your homework as far as the Nightingale. Man, you got as much history on the Nightingale as I don't thank God, but I want to tell you. Yeah, so you went way, way back with the people then, with Reverend Julius Cheeks. And I'm going to skip around a little bit, but you hit on a few things here I want to let you know. Well, when I was growing up as a kid, the Nightingales have served my family and my immediate family for five generations.
Wow.
Five generations.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my father took me to see the Nightingales when I was 12 or 14 years old.
Ain't that something?
And I got married, and my wife had two, but she deceased now. But the Lord blessed us with two wonderful children. One of them is
Amen.
On here now, Patricia, and that's two generations and three more generations after them. And I was fortunate enough to have served with the Nightingales for this year will make 61 years this year.
Come on,
and
man of God.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And I'd like to make mention of this. You touched on, I'm going to go back on a little history for you. You mentioned, I mean, you did your homework for certain. I thank God for that. But you mentioned Julius Cheeks coming along and leaving the Nightingales. And a lot of people didn't know this here. When he formed the Sensational Nightingales, I was singing this before you were born. I was with a wonderful singer, Madam Edna Gorman Cook, and I know you heard of her. She was a wonderful person and a wonderful singer. And I was singing with her. I left for my home in Gainesville, Georgia, and they came through, picked me up. And a couple of years after that, Reverend Cheeks left the Nightingale. And he organized his own group. And guess what? I was a member of his group, his first group of the Sensational Nights. I was a member of them for a couple of years before coming with the Nightingale. So you hit on a lot of history there. You didn't know, but you hit on a lot of history. But I just want to thank God for 61 wonderful years being with the Nightingales. And I was a youngster when I came with them. But here's some more history I want to leave with you. Thank God for this. Up until this year,
Amen.
We had a member. This year, we'll be celebrating our 75th anniversary.
Wow, and that's amazing,
year,
God. That is amazing.
Yes, oh, God,
Lord Jesus.
God
Amen.
Is great. And up
Amen.
Until this year, when the pandemic came on, we laid dominant. You know, the churches weren't having programs, and most groups weren't even traveling at past year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We did have a regular member, Brother Joseph Wallace. This will be his 75th year of being with the Nightingales, and he just left a couple months ago, and he just said so. So you mentioned it, the manager. Well, he passed the torch on to me, so right now I am in the process. Well, I do have a a brand new organization, brand new bunch of fine men, and I'm going to stay in touch so I can send you our material and send you pictures of us and everything. Yeah, so I want to do that because, I mean, I'm excited about it. We've only done about 3 or 4 concerts, and I tell you, and God has been so good to the Nightingales, even before now. He's blessed us down through the years out of all of the members to come, and some of them would go and leave for whatever reason. But God kept us. And I tell you, the only thing was able to do this, like I try to tell a whole lot of young groups, everything else is going to fail. And in your ministry, and in your preaching, and your teaching, there's one thing that will forever stand. The word of God will forever stand. It will never let you down.
Yes,
so we've relied on that for a long time. And I tell you, we, up until this past year, we stopped traveling a lot. But my daughter will tell you, I've traveled to 13 countries in Africa in the past 3 years. We've been to Switzerland, France, Germany, Belgium, Spain.
Wow.
We travel all
everywhere
over the world, telling the people, telling the people about Jesus. And believe you
that's
me,
right,
we didn't change our message. The style of music might change here and there. And I know you mentioned earlier about the different genre of music, but I tell you what, now the music can change. But we need to keep that word in the forefront, and we can never fail with the word. And I've heard you mention that before. The word of God will forever stand. When the heaven and earth are going to pass away, but you know what? The word of God will forever stand. Okay, and I'm just happy to be on here with you today. Yeah, yes.
That's right. Amen. I'm going to interject real quick. I think one of the things that you said, Dad, that the word of God will only stand, and there's a song that the Nightingales, only what you do for Christ will last. And that's really kind of what he was saying. You know, you can do many other things, but only what you do for Christ will last. And I just wanted to throw that in there. Yes, and then also there's just so much here, and I'm just honored just to have the opportunity to partner with my dad, who is 81 years old. I know he's going to get me for that, but to have the opportunity just to collaborate with him. And Brother Ron, we thank you for this time, but you know, I want to kind of jump in on the travel piece. Certainly the Nightingales have traveled all over the world, domestically and out of the country. But I can just tell you, as a child born in, you know, I think the Church of God in Christ, they have a saying that says you can't be sworn in, you have to be born in. And to be a child who was born into Quartet, it has just given me a rich and a very gratifying life experience. You know, Dad talked about the travel, and although we never traveled out of the country with them, but I can tell you, as a child and even now as a fully grown adult, we pretty much touched every state in the United States traveling along with the Nightingales. And it's an experience that unless you've done it, you really can't even grasp what a blessing it is to have, you know, to be able to travel with your dad and to be exposed to all of the legendary, you know, the groups, and being truly as a child on the road traveling, being up to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and checking in the hotels. And really that's something that I will carry with me and cherish, you know, for the rest of my life. It was a wonderful childhood growing up in that gospel quartet world. So I'm just grateful for that.
Amen. Certainly want to just give you an introduction, woman of God, Patricia Thompson, outstanding woman of God herself, has been educated in the field of Christianity and is holding down several missionary groups. And actually, we have a date for you to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do in the body of Christ and how God has anointed your life, how God has called you. And it just worked out because when we met on Facebook, and then I shared with you that I do gospel internet radio, Brother Horace, he said, oh, well, you probably would just love to interview my dad. So here we are today.
Wow.
You see how God just brings things together. What we call coincidence, God calls providence. God already knew
that
he was going to have this time arranged for us. So it is just exciting when I see how God works things together. So I will be interjecting back and forth, father and daughter, with this conversation. But right now, man of God, and thank you for that perspective, Lady Patricia. We know you're going to be jumping in whenever you feel the spirit move in you, so you're certainly free and welcome to do that. But man of God, what I would like to know from you is, share with us the commitment that it takes to have this awesome worldwide, national, worldwide legendary gospel group back in days when black people were struggling just for fairness and equality.
Yes.
And yet, and still not hating, because our Lord says, pray for your enemies. He said, take
That's
care
right.
of those people. Look out for people that ridicule you. Now, our human nature is to fight back. Our human nature is to fight back. Our human nature is to, if you hate me, I'm going to hate you. Can you share with us what it took for you, being a man of God, being a black man, that have, I know, had to face open hostility and racism? See, it's kind of going underground now, but because of recent events, that hostility and hatred has resurfaced in this country, which we knew all along was still there. We just didn't know to this magnitude. Can you share with us what it was like, how you had to be a brave soldier for Christ as well as be a brave father for your daughter?
Yes. Well, coming on the road, it was rough, but first of all, I'm a Southerner. I'm from Georgia. I was born in Gainesville, Georgia. And I came from a singing family. So I was raised up in Gainesville, Georgia, but my adult life, I spent it on the road. And let me tell you, when I came on the road in the 50s, in 1958, it was really rough travel out here. We traveled, and a lot of people don't know it, but during the Martin Luther King era, I got to see them, but for a while, you remember a group named the Gospel Harmonettes?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Love and the Gospel Harmonettes? Well, my manager was married to Dr. Love, Coach. And he was our manager. So when he was the manager when I joined the group. So we worked out of, I call it the Wasp Nest. And no offense to nobody, but it was a Wasp Nest. We worked out of Birmingham, and we got to be confronted by Bull Connor. And we would come in at night. We would come in at night after the kids were protesting in the street, and we got to. And we got to see all. We was a part of all of that. They when they were putting the water hoses on the small kids, and when they were protesting, we lived right at a hotel downtown, and we got to see this firsthand how they were treated. But you know what? We persevered. Like, we kept doing what we were doing, and without God, it's really
good.
We had some rough times. We would pull up to station a lot of times, and we couldn't even buy gas. I mean, I don't know what you've heard this before, but we pull up to stations to where they wouldn't even sell us gas.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would even sell us gas, and they start pumping, and you ask for the restroom, and you could see people coming out of the restroom, and they would tell you it was out of order. But we stuck it out and trusted God. And I tell you what, and if you trust in God and believe in him and ask him to lead and guide you, you'll always come out at the finishing line. And that's a song. You'll always come out at that finishing line, and you will be successful. But most of all, I want to tell the young people, my daughter sort of touched on it earlier, if you put God first, and this is a cliche for some people, but it's the truth. If you believe in God and trust in God and serve Him, there's nothing He won't do for you, and you can go through, the fire, and with Him, and there's nothing that you're confronted with that you can't overcome. And we saw some tough days. In those small cities, sometimes there was not rest of the day. There was no McDonald's now when you sing in certain places, and no Burger King, and no Waffle Houses, and all of that stuff. We would have to try to stop at a station and perhaps get some snacks, get a loaf of bread or some crackers or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Take us over till the next morning until we reached our destination. And sometimes we had to get to a hotel. That was maybe one or two little hotels in the town, which means you had to, if it was filled up, we had to get them up in the car until the rooms opened up the next day. But God.
Wow.
But God.
Thank you.
I want you to hear this. I didn't mean to take your conversation, but you know what? I want, since you are so into this music, last year, we've been on Malico Records for almost 40 years. You heard of Malico Records?
Okay. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So we've been on last year, we got together with five of the senior citizens of gospel, and we made a record together. My daughter heard it. It's awesome. It's Brother Spencer Taylor of the Highway QCs, Brother Cleve Grimm of the Present Jubilees, Spencer Taylor, Brother JoJo Wallace with me, and they just put Willie Rogers of the Soul Stirrers. They just put us in.
Wow.
All of these guys, I'm quite sure they'll be. It's a blessing to get old, like I tell my kids. Grandkids, and I'm quite sure they won't mind me telling you, all of them was 90-plus years old.
Wow.
Hey, man.
All of us made a record together last year, and I just touched on it. My daughter heard it. We tell the story of how we came along and what happened, all in a song. But the title of the, you know what the title of the song is? But God.
What is it? But God.
But God.
That's it. But God.
Amen.
We went through all of this. But God. We were telling the people how we made it through with the grace and the mercy and the grace of God. And it's also, I'm going to say it to you now. I want you to take my number so I can stay in touch with you.
I have your number. Yeah, so you in my studio, I got you logged in, I got you plugged in. You can't get away. The devil can't snatch you.
I want you to hear this song. My daughter heard it, man. I mean, they played it a little bit on the radio, but I don't guess it. You know, a lot of stations aren't playing traditional quartet music, but this was a great song. Yeah, so we recorded it. We got a record out on it, and
listen, so you do not have to worry, because I make it a habit of just promoting each show with its own individual flavor. I'm going to play a variety of all of this awesome gospel music in all the different genres and all the different presentations, because listen, when we get to heaven, the reason that God says that there are many mansions is because we're going to hear some of every type of praise and worship music that has ever been created. We will never have to get bored. We don't have to worry about changing the channel. All we got to do is just go to another mansion. But what I want to ask you, woman of God, Patricia, is you heard your father speaking about those difficult civil rights days. Were you, as a child, aware when you were traveling with your father of the surrounding atmosphere of hostility that was going on regarding race in our country against black people?
Of course, I'm too young. No, I'm just, not to the degree that daddy experienced it, but I can tell you there were times, because we were probably more in the 70s, there were times when we would travel and, you know, particularly, you know, in the South, where,
I have an example.
I'm glad you asked that. Dad, do you remember, I think we were in Florida, and we were headed to, Dad had been out on the road, and we traveled with them, and we'd finished like a week-long tour. And we, one thing about my mom and Dad, although they were really, my mom was a gospel promoter, and we'll have to do another show on her. But although they were, we had the promoting of my mom and my dad being an artist, they made sure that there was balance, and family time was so important. So we had just come off of a week tour, and we were headed to Florida to go to Disney. And we stopped at a hotel, Dad, and I don't remember exactly what part of Florida.
Yeah.
And I can remember one evening, we're at the pool, my dad, my brother, and I, and my mom.
Yeah.
And, we went to, there were, you know, everybody was kind of out of the pool, and we were the only African Americans. And when we got in the pool, everybody got out of the pool. And that was, you know, kind of traumatizing to me because, you know, we were from the North, and I had never really experienced that, you know, level of you know, racism. So, you know, as we would travel, and like you kind of said, as we would go to the different smaller towns, you would get looks. And but my dad never, I think you kind of hit on it in the beginning, we would, you know, continue to do what we were doing and walk in like we were, you know, in authority, and never had any issues or problems, because my dad always instilled in us, you know, you have purpose and you know who you are. So, you know, don't that bother you. Yeah, don't let that bother you. And we would get in the car and talk about it. But so I did experience it to some degree. But that hotel experience was really something that stood out, you know, to me. I was maybe 10 years old at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, remember that, Dad.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I will. Yeah. And I'm going to touch on this. Well, another time we the family, we just had a it was just an honor to have my family with me, which a lot of people, a lot of guys didn't. But that was always special to carry my wife and my children on the road with me. And this one time, we was on the way in South Carolina. And I said, well, we're going to stop somewhere and get a bite to eat. Now, I'm not going to get no sandwich. So this little bit of rinky-dink place, but it looked clean, but it was just a little small restaurant. So I her mother said, honey, you going to stop here? I said, I'm going on in here. Yeah, I said, we're going on in here, we're going to eat. So there was a few farmers in there. They were sitting around. So as we went to the building, they got quiet as a house mouse.
Yeah.
We went on in there, and they were looking at us. My wife said, honey, I said, we're going to sit down. And what happened, I loud talked them. I said, look, well, I ain't thinking about nothing else. I come in here to get me some. I loud talked them. And the waitress, she got up and came in and waited on us. She waited on us.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But I've experienced some stuff when I checked in a hotel, and they have told me they didn't have room, but not with my family, but with the Nightingale. This was in the early 60s. What happened, we had pulled into a Holiday Inn, and they were out of room. So the guy was nice. He said, there's a hotel right downtown, and I'm quite sure they'll accommodate you. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So we pulled down there, and I know there were no black people nowhere in there. So when I went to the front desk, the guy said, I'm sorry, we don't have no room. I said, well, sir, the guy just called from Holiday Inn and told you he was sending people here for rooms, but he never said that we were black. So the guy turned up as red as a tomato. He said, Pastor Sells, he just told me you had rooms. And, but he slammed down the pin. And so we were able to. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hold a minute. Yeah. Well, look, we're getting ready to go in. And I was doing a want to film. Here come our manager. He come in there. So I told him we just want some service. That's all we wanted, you know. And so look here. You got my number, and we got to do this all over again. So Pat, your buddy's here with him. Tell him hello. Garrett's here. Tell him hello.
Okay.
Hey, man, you tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we're here just having a conversation with legendary lead trigger bassist, man of God, Horace Thompson, and his wonderful daughter, Patricia Thompson.
Yep.
And listen,
so,
let me tell y'all
appreciate
something.
You doing the interview, and I tell you, he's gone. You know, I was at work. We just sitting here waiting for our funeral to end, but he just came to put something in the car. She know my daughter real good. Yeah, so so like I was saying, we've had a wonderful life. Like, I don't have anything bad to say. I had a wonderful life with the Nightingales, and we've been blessed, I mean, beyond measure. And I tell you, I just thank God for the opportunity to have been here with them. And I want to tell you this. My daughter mentioned my age earlier. So when my grandkids call me old man, I said, wait. And I said, before you put emphasis on being an old person, you know, I'm not old-fashioned. This is what I tell the young people.
Yes, sir.
I'm not old-fashioned. You're old-fashioned because I've been 25. I've been 35, but you haven't ever been 80. It's something to think about, isn't it? And that, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. There might be different ways to accept things or in a different way, but there's nothing new under the sun. You know,
Well, listen, I just want to just acknowledge while you're talking about your age and everything, I want to wish you a belated happy birthday because I know that you just celebrated a birthday, man. God, so you're going to
celebrate.
We want to acknowledge your birthday, but right now, man of God, we want this listeners to understand that they are blessed to be in listening earshot of a legendary gospel group. Like you said, you've been all over the world. And they need to understand what it means to be in the company of legendary, not only legendary gospel group, but I'm talking about anointed gospel group. You don't persevere for 50, 60 years as the Sensational Nightingale did unless you know something, unless you know for yourself that he's still working miracles.
Yes.
I'm glad that he's still working miracles. Yes, he is. Yes, sir. I found out that he, thank you, Jesus, redeeming man from sin. Yes, he did. Oh,
the room of a dead girl, took her by the hand and she arose. A woman was healed of an issue of blood just by touching the hem of his clothes. He told another man to be of good cheer, for thy sins be forgiven thee. Now I'm a weeping man, he still works miracles, because he did the very same for me.
I found out that a Jesus did the miracle.
Just wanna thank the Lord.
Come and gone, but are there any miracles in the building here tonight? Trying hard not to keep y'all here too long, but are there any miracles in here tonight? I dare you to look at somebody sitting next to you and say, just in case you don't know, neighbor, what a miracle looks like. You're looking at one right now. Let me do this real quick. Let me do this real quick for somebody that's still in doubt,
yes, sir,
about miracles,
oh, yeah,
being performed today. It's a shame full of church folk in here tonight, but I got to ask you, does he still heal?
Yeah.
Does he still deliver? Let me ask somebody, does he even hear me when I pray?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped by to tell y'all that you may never witness,
oh, yeah,
a leper being cleansed, nor the blind being made to see. But if you want to see a walking, talking miracle, you take another look at me.
I'm so glad that I'm here.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Oh, yes, he's still working miracles. That's what I'm talking about on this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all are listening to some legendary quartet gospel music from my special guest, the sensational, I see why they say sensational, Nightingales is here, by lead singer and bassist, man of God, Horace Sugg Thompson, and his lovely daughter, Patricia Thompson, are here. And we're just talking about what we talk about. We're talking about the good old days, and some of them were not as good as they could have been. They were challenging days, but guess what? God is still working miracles. Man of God, what I'm like to do right now is he's working miracles every day. If you don't know that, you need to go look in the miracle. You need to go look in the mirror. And you'll see a walking, talking, breathing miracle if you know the Lord
Praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
And if you don't know him, guess what? You're still a miracle because you're living on God's grace. You are being blessed
you're still
and
here.
You don't even recognize
that's
the God that's blessing you. Amen. Man of God,
praise the Lord,
please.
Yeah.
It takes a great amount of certain qualities, perseverance, faith for sure, to be able to stand where you've been able to stand for all these years. And not waver, not compromise, not giving up. Can you share with fellow gospel artists in today's gospel music ministry what it takes to be able to continue on when people give up on you, when the enemy is attacking you, or even when you start to have some doubts yourself and want to quit? Can you share with those gospel artists and everybody else that don't sing gospel music ministry? We're going to listen in because whatever you say for them will be good for us also.
Yes, yes. Well, like I first stated, the only, and you know, my daughter said that earlier, we got a song. You need to play that on your fellowship. Our only
what you
do for Christ is going to last. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. If you don't do nothing
Amen.
For class, you're not going to last spiritually. But you might go on and on and on. But the word of God is true. And I believe the word. If you trust in the word and believe in the word, whatever you ask in His name, that He'll do. So you know, just stay with God, and then God will stay with you. And you can go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and I think that one of the things, and I know it's true, is that, you know, you can't, and the Word of God says not to be weary in your well-doing, for in due season,
well-doing, that's right. Yeah.
You will reap if you faint not. And I think one of the biggest takeaways for me is to, you know, to see how the group has sustained and persevered, and I know there were highs and there were lows, and just like in R&B, you know, when you have that hit record, you're on top of the world. Well, what happens when you don't have that here? And so in order to sustain, that's when you have to be doing it for Christ, because if you're doing it for the fame and the fortune, you'll soon burn out.
Right.
You know, but if you're doing it for Christ, that will last, you know what I mean? And I'm sure that the Nightingales, and I've seen, you know, from a child perspective, I've seen times where, you know, that, you know, they may have concerts lined up and the promoters call and cancel out, or they get to a certain town and, you know, the concert isn't what they thought it was going to be. And I'm sure that there were even times that, you know, you get there and you know, unfortunately, some of the promoters would take all the money. So when you have to know that you're doing it for God and that it's ministry, and when those low times come, you know, again, only for what you do for Christ will last, but you got to rely on the word of God, because if he's called you, you have to sustain, you know, through those rough times.
Yeah, through those rough times. Let me say this here. I know y'all play this song, and I'll tell people just listen here. If you have, can I tell you a quick story real quick?
Listen, sir.
I'm not a songwriter, but I've written a few songs, and here and there, you know. But if you write a song, Lord bless me, I can. I'll pray over it, and but you know, all gifts. Everybody don't have the same level of gifts, but whatever gifts you have, if you use it to the glory of God, He will bless that. Mm. Now, I wrote a song 20-some years ago. My daughter tell you the same thing. Tyler Perry needed a song, and this might not have seemed like it was a whole lot to a lot of people, but let me tell you what happened. I wrote this song 20 years ago with the Nightingales, and I bet it didn't play 20 times on the radio, because they will promote whoever the lead singer, his voice is selling. There have been a lot of songs lost in a project that people never heard, but sometimes they can be the best song on there. But they're going with what they think is going to be. You see what I'm saying? But what I did.
Yes, sir.
I wrote this song 20 years ago. Tyler Perry needed a song for his movie last year, Tyler Perry's funeral, family funeral. Did you see that?
I remember. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. They called me and told me to come. I was visiting my daughter in Memphis, and they had me to come to Memphis. I mean, to come to Jackson, to the record company. And Tyler Perry had picked, my daughter went down there with me, they had picked one of my songs. Well, look here, I had to cut off here, but I'm calling back because I'm at a funeral now, and I got to go in, and it's about over. But look here, y'all, I'm going to talk to you later. God bless you, but I'll be talking to you here.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man of God. We will be in touch with you. Love what you do. Do your thing. You and our prayers. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dad.
Hey, man, woman of God, listen, we want you to just highlight for us. I know they have an upcoming anniversary in November.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about this event for the Sensational Nightingales anniversary in November? Give us some information because we want to support that event.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Nightingales, and correct me if I'm wrong because I can't keep up with it, but I believe Dad said they've been singing for 75 years. And 75. The Nightingales will be celebrating their anniversary in Durham, North Carolina, and that's going to be the first weekend in November. I don't have the dates before me, but that will be the first weekend in November, and we'll have more information. We'll have everything posted on the Nightingales. They do have a Facebook page and also a website, and I'll provide that information to you. But Dad has been with the group for 60 some years and is carrying on. Just recently he's was blessed to actually get kind of, I would say, the next generation of the Nightingales in the group. So we're going to see all new, some of the members have been in the group, but we will see a set of new faces that Dad has been able to be blessed with. And they will be there that first Sunday in November in Durham, North Carolina. So we're looking forward, to that event. Amen.
Amen. Well, we certainly will be helping you sponsor and promote that event. Once we get all of the information, you can be sure and forward that to us. And then you can feel free to periodically come back and just give us a word of inspiration and then provide information for upcoming event. This I'm talking about got to be a fabulous event coming up for the Sensational Nightingale. 75 years of worshiping, serving, and ministering to God and to his people in that awesome traditional gospel music quartet sound. I just love it. I just love it. I love it. Woman of God, we have an upcoming interview with you yourself personally. I would like for you to share with the listening audience your ministries and then maybe share some information on how you could be contacted if there's a need out there, if you are listening to this broadcast right now, and Woman of God Patricia Thompson is about to share about some of her ministry responsibilities that she has in the body of Christ, and you want to get in touch with her, please feel free to share with us, Woman of God, about some of your ministries, how you can be contacted, and then all of your social media contacts, because I'm sure there's going to be somebody that's going to follow up and then get more information about what it is that God has called you to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Ron. Absolutely. And of course, we'll go into more detail, but for starters, the Lord has blessed me to be a vessel. Let me just say that. It's not my ministry, but a vessel to be able to have a women's prayer ministry. We have actually, we were doing the conference calls and on the prayer lines before it was popular. And we're going into our 14th year. And I'm going to share how it came into fruition on the next interview, but for 14 years, Morning Glory Women's Prayer has been gathering on Tuesday morning, praying and interceding on the behalf of others and just lifting women up. So that's one of the ministries that has been going strong, and we've not stopped. We also, during the pandemic, ain't going to stop. We carried it over because we knew a lot of you know, people could not go to church. So the Lord just placed it upon my heart and in my spirit to start a Friday night fellowship, which was an extension of Morning Glory. So the fellowship, we ended up, I was literally sitting in my home one evening, and God said, I need you to send out a text message and get on this prayer line. And we ended up with 50 plus people. And it's something that we did every Friday during the pandemic. And now we do it once a month. So that's a prayer ministry. And then another ministry that is dear to my heart is One Mouth at a Time, which is a nonprofit that the Lord has blessed with. We actually serve the homeless community, the elderly community, and really anyone who has a need, because there are so many of us who pre-pandemic were so confined to the four walls of the church, but ministry is on the outside of those four walls. So I just thank God that we've been able to minister outside of the four walls and to meet the needs of the people, going therefore and teaching all nations, going out and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So those are the two ministries that I'll be talking more about at a later time. But I'm just grateful that God has put a mandate on my life for those and chosen me to carry out those ministries because God can use anybody. So it is definitely a privilege and an honor to be able to you know, do work for the Lord.
Amen. That's so true. And I felt you about to go in. I felt you about to pull out your preacher's voice.
The preacher in me.
I heard it. I was about to go in with you. I was like, girl, we need another hour. So let you go ahead and share.
I had to stop.
I felt it. I already told you. I felt it in your spirit. I know you was about to go in. And I felt you pull yourself back. So listen, I want you to keep that same spirit, because whenever you come back, and it's going to be soon as our dates are able to coincide, we're going to bring that fiery spirit that you have and love for Jesus, and we're going to just let you go free on this platform so that you can share with what thus says the Lord, according to what Holy Spirit God has done, is doing, and we believe will do and continue to do in your life. Why don't you share your information, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is you got going on, and if you'd like to share any other information, telephone number, email address, so that you can be contacted, please feel free to do so.
Awesome. Yes, so One Mouth at a Time, we do have a Facebook page, and it's simply called literally One Mouth at a Time on Facebook, and I'm also on Facebook, Patricia Thompson out of Memphis, Tennessee. And I will, I'm also a life coach, so my email contact address is, my email contact information is coachp ptt216@gmail.com, and I can be reached via that email or patricia.thompson216@gmail.com. And if I may, Brother Ron, if we have maybe a slither of a second, I wanted to touch back again to kind of feel what my dad was saying, and I thought about this. I want to give a word to anyone who is new to the music industry or young artists, and even in ministry. I want to say sometimes, you know, when we start out, we have to know that there's balance. There has to be balance. And one of the things that I will always admire my parents for is that although they, you know, my mom was the promoter and dad was the artist, but they never neglected family. So you have to be able, because sometimes it's our human nature, we get so involved. So always be in prayer. And, of course, we always want to serve God and do ministry, but at the same time, we have to remember that family has to be a part of that mix. So really, first is to that one-on-one relationship with God, but also providing that nurturing and love for your families. Even though my dad traveled the world and my mom did her promoting, they never missed a band concert. They never missed a PTA meeting. So all of these things matter. And I just want to kind of put that out there, that balance is really important. And if we pray and ask the Lord to show us what we should do, when we should do it, then we will stay in balance. And if our human nature won't take over. But I'm going to stop right there.
Amen. All right. You just got another word from Woman of God, Patricia Thompson. She's letting you know balance is one of the keys to successful spiritual living, because it don't make no sense if you're going to be so heavenly minded that you ain't no earthly good. Lord Jesus, I love it because it's true. Woman of God, we appreciate you. We thank you for being so loving and committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God that you love your Father as just as much as he loves you and more. That is evident.
Oh, yes.
That is beautiful. Just from the communication and relationship through this conversation, we can hear it. And it's an example of what it means to have God in the midst, because that quote from Scripture where it talks about, a three-chord strand is not easily broken. We use that in marriage, but guess what? You can use that for any relationship, because the Bible declares where two or three are gathered together, guess what? He's in the midst, and he's not just there hanging around. He is there binding us together through the love of Christ, which draws us closer to God. So I appreciate you, woman of God. Can't wait to have you back. Pray God watch over you, bless you, cover you, keep you until the next time. Thank you for joining us. We love you, Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back and pray for us, too. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We appreciate you, woman of God. Thank you so much for joining us on Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for having us today.
Yes, the Lord. I hope y'all understand that that's what this ministry is all about, Fire, the Gospel Experience. We come on this bad boy to honor God in the highest. Not just with our lips. This broadcast is simply an extension of who we are in God every day. If you bump into me at Walmart, I'm still going to be getting my praise on. I may or may not be dancing in the aisles. I ain't trying to be no spectacle. I ain't trying to put on or none of that. I put on no gospel show off front. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to hide my love for Jesus either. I'm going to let it be known. I'm going to be the same on the east side, west side, downtown, uptown, in the hood, and in the suburbs, because God deserves all my praise. We'll continue to bless you with this legendary quartet group, the Sensational Nightingales, because here's a classic. Some of y'all don't even know. It's going to rain.
Lord, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time.
Church, we're back in the Bible days. Noah
and plenty of time, but they was too sinful and they was too blind. And when it came that awful day, they tried to pray, but their prayer was too late. I tell you, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time. Listen, church, they tell me when the water began to pour, they knocked on the window, they knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly what to do. Now you don't want this to happen to you. I tell you, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time.
This is what Noah said. I'm sorry, my friend, God got the key, you can't get in. If something don't happen to the heart of man, the same thing is gonna happen again. I tell you, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind.
Singing
Victory, victory. Y'all heard the man. That was a gospel artist, Kenny Matthews. Can you imagine overcoming every situation by the power of God that you go through? That's the situation that we are living under this Christian life. A lot of times we be praying, Lord, take this away. Lord, let me get this off me. Lord, let me not have to deal with this issue. But don't you know, it's through the trials, tribulations, and struggles that we lean more on God. And the more that we lean on God, guess what happens to you? You got it. You guessed it. You become bold in faith. And then Holy Spirit God works in you those things that you could never, ever, ever do on your own. Lord Jesus, we're about to start something up in here. Listen, I'm about to pull out this shine out of the spotlight on a young man that's doing his thing, and he's loving God in a very unique urban gospel way. And I want to play something that's going to give you something to think about, something that you can just close your eyes and let it roll around in your spirit, because this brother's got a message. And we honor God for raising up soldiers like man of God, A.B. Brown, always bringing it. Brown is in the house, singing about how beautiful it is to be in the family of God.
In the world, like Jesus was when he was here on earth with us in flesh. Now his words is all we got left, and that's beautiful. The sun rises in the east and the death in the west. The Lord created that to do that like that. The rain drops from the sky every now and then. In some places it rains all the time. They call them rainforests. I love the way that the Lord created life with beautiful things that makes you feel alright. Nice, comfortable, relaxed, beautiful. Because God loves you. The preacher do, and Jesus too. I'm pretty sure that somebody told you that Jesus loves you. They wasn't lying, they were telling the truth.
Old people out there,
that's beautiful.
Mother and father, you know.
Truth is the most beautifulest thing in the world, like Jesus was when he was here on earth with us in flesh. Now his words is all we got left, and that's beautiful. As the night comes along with the stars and the moon, I assume that this is what the Lord wants us to tune into. It's true, the sun rises then sets, then the moon comes next, the rain pours. And I like the way that the wind feels when it blows on me. The love from the Lord is beautiful, yes indeed. Without God, society would be wrecked everywhere. I thank God that they got churches everywhere. Even in our hearts, there's a church there.
Man,
and that's beautiful.
The truth
is the most beautifulest thing in the world, like Jesus was when he was here on earth with us in flesh. Now his words is all we got left, and that's beautiful.
So when you thinking that things is hard and they never gonna soften up, just focus on God.
It's just beautiful to be in the family of God. It's just beautiful to have God in my life. Thank you. Thank you, dear God, for coming into our lives and redeeming us and saving us. Sounds of my special guest, man of God, A.B., always bringing Aloysius Brown, is here in the house. Man of God that is just doing this thing for Jesus.
We're happy to have him here on the Shine Out of Spotlight. Y'all know he's doing it big. And we are here to celebrate the man of God. Aloysius A.B. always bringing it brown on fire. They got this thing. Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, man of God. I appreciate that smooth flow that you got going on. You're just a man of God with great creativity and doing this thing for Jesus. Welcome to fire. Welcome, 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 good brother. How you doing?
All righty. Blessed. Blessed to see another day.
Amen. That is a wonderful blessing. Isn't that so true? Yes, sir. Tell us about this beautiful life that you're living for Jesus. When and what prompted you to give your life to Jesus, the Christ?
Well, being Christ-like, he asks us to be, ye like him.
Thank you.
And not only be like him, but to be like his Father who has the kingdom up above as well.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know,
yes.
And so that's my everyday walk, is to get up and follow Christ. And not only that, but I say that my wanting to do that is of my mother upbringing. I'm Mississippi born, and out of the Delta is where I was born, and it's up by the cotton fields, and I'm pretty much sure that most of us know how much people praise the Lord throughout slavery or whatnot on the cotton fields, yes, sir, and being of freedom, you know, the truth sets you free. It all locked in mentally, and as I've grown, I've realized that that's the way to be, to live righteous.
Amen, amen. You seem like, to me, good brother, a frontline soldier that's out there that is willing to engage conversations at the supermarket, at the gas station, on the block, and not afraid about pushback, not afraid about if people rejecting us, because we understand that it's not really us personally that they're rejecting. They're rejecting God himself. And we know that if a person is going to come to God, there's an appointed time, there's an appointed place, and there's an appointed person. As the Bible says, some plant, some sow the seed, and some water, but it's God to give the increase. So what would you say to the generation after you that is out there that don't think God matters? What is it that motivates you, and how do you go about the way of strategically engaging people in your evangelistic outreach for Jesus?
Well, I want to tell them that when you sow a seed, come harvest time, there shall be plenty. And that if you obey the elderly like thine mother and thy father.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be a good outcome once that seed that you've sown blossoms. To read the Bible as much as you can, to seek understanding, because it's the book on life. And to seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will open, ask and it will be given, in the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. One of the things that I've learned is, since I'm representing God, and no one can represent God better than himself, I tell people, I say, look, man, I haven't always been a believer. I've had some doubts. I've had some skepticism. I've had some people trying to introduce other religions to me. But what the Bible challenges, and what I was challenged with in different ways, life will certainly challenge you, man of God, you know that, is to try God. The Bible says, in terms of giving, he said, try me and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so much that you can't even receive it. If God is willing to do that in terms of giving, tithes and money and prosperity, he certainly is able to defend his own self by testing to see if God is real. Say, God, if you're real, come into my life. And then I turn him over to God and I continue to pray for him.
Man of God, why don't you tell us about your music ministry? Because it's popping, it's hot. I love it. I love your sound. It's very unique. It's very inspirational. What led you to do urban gospel music?
Well, when you look at the back of Tupac Amaru-Shakur, it's his back.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at his back, he has the cross tattooed on his back, right?
I remember.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, he's what? He's like 4 years older than I am. He was born in 71, and I was born in 75.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they say to follow, don't hang around those that are the same age you are?
Yes, sir.
Get around somebody that's older than you.
I remember that.
Yes, sir. That's what I noticed about him, is that he is older than I. And following him, I realized I was following someone that believed in the Lord. He did a song called Who Do You Believe In?
Yeah.
He put his faith in God. And so that led me to want to write about God, because I liked his way, his delivery, and his path. He spoke about trying to get people to follow God
in order
to live a more better life. And yes, sir. And so that's about where, honestly, what led me into rapping about the dear Lord, was that I saw that God had did what he did through him, shined his light on him, and it reflected
Amen.
On me. Even did
Amen.
The song Only God Can Judge Me, and the song Lord Knows. Mm. So I was like, this guy is a very religious artist, although he admits that he had a life of sin, but he'd asked God to forgive him as well.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. And I
Amen.
Believe that the Lord forgave him, because the Lord does forgive.
I know that's right, my brother. My prayer is that no soul will be lost, just like the Lord God has already declared in his word that he has no delight in the soul that is lost. So that's why we reach out, and that's why my special guest for our Shine Out of Spotlight, always bringing in A.B. Brown, is asking to please, please, please let Jesus save you.
Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Accept Jesus in your heart as your savior. Don't let the devil stop you from being saved. Know that Jesus died on the cross for all of your sins. Satan wants to win, but don't let him win. You can depend on the Lord to comfort you through the Holy Ghost, the one that the Lord sent to comfort us. It's here with us. All you gotta do is ask, and you shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. I asked Jesus to be my savior many years ago. Didn't want to go to hell. Don't seem like that's the place to go. I would rather go to heaven, a more cleaner place. Hell is unclean. I live the righteous way, thanking the Lord seriously for seeing another way. than the profanity and violence every single day. Don't play with the Lord's words, you can disobey. I promise you will be punished. The good Lord loves you, don't ever forget this. The Lord is your Father, and he said through his Son, Jesus is the only way to him. Let Jesus save you. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Christian rap.
No, no, no. Don't you let the devil fool you. Don't let them unsaved friends get you in the corner. You can't come out sanctified and saved in, man of God, on our shine, out of spotlight. AB always bringing it brown, putting it down and letting us know that you really do need Jesus. Man of God, I appreciate your ministry. I'm looking forward to maybe you haven't come back and where we'll have a little bit more time to discuss all the good things that God has done for you, how he has moved in your life where, you know, it was undeniably God. It wasn't just luck. You wasn't just so hip, slip, and cool out there in them streets that you was able to wiggle your way out of all that trouble that, you know, we was getting ourselves into. And looking forward to having you come back, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep bringing that AB, bringing it, always bringing it around, soulful gospel music. And I promise you, your life is going to be blessed, man. You're going to be so blessed that you won't have enough room to be able to fill it. I thank you. I appreciate you coming. Is there a last word you'd like to share with us, some inspiration before you go?
Just to let Jesus save you.
Oh, man of God, how can you be reached in case somebody want to book you for an event? And your social media contacts, people want to follow you on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got going on, Snapchat. And where can your music be downloaded, man of God? Come on with it.
Amazon, Deezer, Spotify, iTunes. You can get me on all digital platforms. And through DistroKid, and I'm on YouTube, Facebook, AB, Always Bringing It Brown. That's AB, Always Bringing It Brown. And you can check me out on DWTN, Donna Walton. And reach out.
Amen, amen. Is there a contact number you can be reached in case somebody wants you to come to the event and just tear the whole church up?
Yes, sir. 228-967-1756.
Amen. 228-967-1756. Amen. You know, you got a showed up sanctified hookup with that Donna Walton Gospel Network. She's doing it big. She is one of my favorites. I love how she is doing what she's doing. Jesus, man of God, listen, man, I'm going to support you. You got some music you want played? All you got to do is get in touch with me. If you're ready to come back for a sit-down chat, we can chop it up about Jesus. I am going to reserve a seat for you. I'm going to keep you in my prayers, good brother. Keep me in yours, please. Would you do that?
Will do.
Amen. Man of God, in our shine, out of spotlight. AB, because he always bringing it brown. He's on the fire. Got this thing. And we're not through. You got my music. Y'all know how we do. We bring people on and we let them do their thing. It'd be like many concerts right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. All we need for our God to do is to just never, ever leave us. And please, Lord, please, will you just help us? Thank you, A.B. Brown. Always doing it. Always bringing it, too.
Yeah. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Be there with us. Be there.
every other week. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Be there with me. Be there with me. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Be there with us. Be there with us. Help us all, Lord. When times is tough. Help us all, Lord. When we can't get along with each other. Why do when we speak we curse at one another? Help us all, Lord. To love one another instead of us hurting, cheating, lying, and abuse or killing one another. Help us, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Be there with me. Be there with me. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Be there with me. There with us. To all of y'all out there, know that the good Lord is with you. All you gotta do is just ask him. Ask him to help you. And I promise you, that's what he'll do. Hello.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussion, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centurio Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in, in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, theriver.music33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Amen. I hear you, woman of God, Pam Jones. It's all about kingdom building right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I appreciate that, woman of God, Pam Jones, for syndicating, being my kingdom collaborator in this full ministry that we are commissioned and called to on the River and Word Gospel
radio station. Thank you so much. I appreciate working with you in Jesus. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift from the book of Proverbs 3:5, which is a very familiar scripture that we love to use. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about trust. Don't lean.
Hello, I am Dr. Sheila Bunting, a.k.a. Dr. B. I am a public speaker, entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, biblical counselor at Total Restoration Ministries located in Richardson, Texas. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to follow me on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 101 with Dr. B at 12:30 Central Time Facebook Live, as well as purchase a copy of my book, Do You Want to Be Made Whole? A Biblical Guide to Mastering Your Purpose. You can contact me via phone at 972-978-2137. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory. And I want that for you as well. There's a familiar song that says, I need you and you need me. You are important to me as well as I am important to you. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, to your friends, and to your coworkers. And remember that as a child of God and accepting his grace, you are part of his community, and we have a responsibility one to another. Again, tune into the fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
Amen, amen. That's how we roll on this fire gospel experience. When you got that fire burning inside, you got to get it out. Thank you, Dr. Sheila B. What a wonderful broadcast that woman of God has every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. You can get a daily dose of some good godly inspiration right there with Dr. B, Sheila B, Sheila Bunting. Amen. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift from the book of Proverbs 3:5, a very, very well-known and very well-spoken of scripture that is familiar. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We live in a world and in times now where we can find so many things to put our trust in. But for those of us of the Christian belief, our trust in God is governed by our faith. We are told to trust that our faith in God is genuine and real. Our trust in God should be like the example I've heard many preachers speak of, as when one is about to sit down in a chair. We rarely, if ever, take an examining look to see if said chair is even qualified to support us. To trust in the chair to allow us to give our full weight physically, to be able to have confidence that we will not fall. Yes, this is what it means to trust in the Lord with all your heart. It sounds spiritually poetic and culturally clever to an extent. But what does it mean to trust in the Lord? When we trust in the Lord, it will be a removal of self-doubt. Since we didn't become who we are by our own doing, we realize that we are a progressive work under the mighty hands of God. Ephesians 2:10 says from the Amplified Bible, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us before, taking paths which he set so that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. God had provided for all of Adam's earthly needs in the Garden of Eden, knowing full well that Adam would one day disobey him. So we didn't believe that God bring us here this far just to leave us alone. The very God of God has singled out each and every one of us to be under his holy and specific care.
I'm telling you, he handles each one of us just like he did when he formed Adam out of the dust of the ground, of the earth in Genesis 2 and 7. And just like he, talking about God, provided a remedy for Adam, because he knew beforehand, even before he created Adam, that Adam was going to disobey. God provided a remedy for Adam. So God did the very same for our lives once we put our trust in God by accepting Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior of our lives. Our trust in Yahweh God also removes the doubts that others would dare to impose on us. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We have come to believe and experience that as we choose to draw closer to God and walk in his ways and his understanding and not our own, that we may find ourselves becoming further and further away from others. It's not that we act as though we're better than others and that they are a lesser person to some degree than we are because of our faith, but our faith personifies itself in our behavior, in our language, and over our lives we display to watch the world. This will cause some to ridicule, antagonize, and even project their doubt of our faith towards us like fiery darts from our enemy, the devil, like it says in Ephesians 6 and 16. But the word of God in Proverbs 3 and 5 B portion says, and lean not on your own understanding. And the good Lord above, as well as you and I both know all too well how many times that we knew what we thought we knew, only at an inopportune time to shamefully discover that, like the great American writer Mark Twain said, it ain't that we don't know, but what we do know just ain't so. We're called to be about our own finite thinking. We are called to abort our own finite thinking as being the last and final solution to whatever we feel we can come to the great conclusion on our own. Amen. Assuming that we know just enough where we need not confer with God, this is that ever-binding and even constrictive thinking that brought us to disappointment and disillusionment time and time again. Just like we put our full weight of trust in that chair that we were discussing, God is saying, don't leave him out of your own understanding. Don't do that. That we should come to our mighty God in some last-ditch effort when it seems like all hope is gone. God wants us to come to him in a responsible way, in a humble way of humility, not just begging, pleading, and crying for him to step in like a cartoon superhero and save the day. Dun, 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 dun. No, God wants our full attention and appreciation to be given to him first and foremost. He wants us to engage in the beginning of each new day, situation, and circumstances. He wants to hear from us before circumstances and trials and tribulations try to make things ugly in our lives. And not just when it's a 911, house on fire, emergency call. Yes, God gives us the intelligence to be able to dominate and govern over his earth and our lives. But, beloved, it's not to the exclusion of yielding to his greatness and power of God that we have that sweet peace of heart, mind, and soul to console with him by putting our full weight of trust and faith in him and in him alone. Please do that. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. Lord Jesus, I'm just so grateful to be able to come to you and give you this sanctified fire gospel experience. Listen, I want to leave you with a final word before we get out of here. But I certainly want to thank my special guest, man of God, talking about Horace Silk Thompson of the legendary Sensational Nightingales group and his lovely and blessed, beautiful daughter, Patricia Thompson, for coming in and sharing their story and sharing their testimony, giving us words of wisdom and encouragement. Thank you so much. Man of God, Aloysius Brown,
AB, always bringing it brown in our shine, out of spotlight. We bless you, man of God. Keep doing what you're doing on that front line for Jesus. Keep reaching out to souls. Keep sharing that message in a very urban gospel way to reach the masses that are out there in the urban-minded mindset, where they can hear the words that you have to say, and more importantly, watch the life that you live. I also want to thank each and every one of you all that voted for me for the 2021 Spin Awards for Radio Internet Announcer, as well as Radio Personality. Thank you so much. I bless each one of you all for the vote. That Spin Awards event will be taking place October the 21st, 2020, down in Peachtree, Georgia, somewhere around in the Georgia area. And I'm just grateful for all of you for your votes and for your support. Thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you all. I would like to leave you with a final word. Love commands your highest potential. And that quote comes from legendary boxer Mike Tyson. Love commands your highest potential. You can't cut it short. You can't compromise. Thank you all. You can always tune in to my Fire Gospel Experience messages, sermons, archives, whatever you want to call it. We're doing it for God. It's right there on Facebook, on my Fire Facebook page, or you can go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, as well as you can listen to all of my broadcasts on Pound to Pound 21 Christian Media, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. If you want to bless this ministry with a donation, you can send it to my Cash App, Ron E. Jefferson 60, $, Ron E. Fire 60, and I appreciate all of your donations. I appreciate y'all prayers. I want to leave y'all with that legendary quartet sound, man of God, Horace Sue Thompson. He's going to let you know, whatever you do, please, please, please don't give up. Thank y'all. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Until next time, I pray Holy Spirit God watch over you, bless you, and keep you, cover you, until we meet again. Amen.
We come to sing to the saints who are so depressed. Don't give up. Jesus will help you. He won't leave you. He'll see you. Oh, when you change, go no further. Just keep still, you'll see the storm that's raging. Yes.
you are. Oh, in darkness, just keep still. Jesus will help you if you believe. Yes, He will.
Hallelujah.
So don't give up.
Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money.